Welcome, dear listeners, to the premiere of the Public Podcast. I am Lucien, and next to me sitting is...
Katharina. Welcome to our podcast, and thanks for listening. Our topic today is public transportation in Germany, and the connection it creates between cities. Lucien, tell me and our listeners, how was your journey to the university today?
Well, since I'm living in beautiful Essen, I had to take a bus, which was 7 minutes too late. I proceeded with my suburban train S6, which was 50 minutes too late, and my tram to Düsseldorf simply did not appear. Not even my three public transport apps could tell me where it is. I guess it was some kind of a casual Monday. Actually, the percentage of being on time was around 40% for the last 3 weeks. Do you know how it can be that Germany as a developed country felt miserable when it comes to connecting people through public transport?
Even though DB made an almost record-breaking profit of 25 billion euros in the first half of 2023, only 65% of the long-distance trains were on time. And out of the regional trains, only 89% were on time.
Wow! We have the worst public transport in Europe, don't we?
Indeed. A study from 2022 showed that we officially have the worst public transport in the entirety of Europe.
That's a shame. I have read that the possibility to catch a long-distance train in Cologne is at 20%. Unbelievable.
These numbers are horrifying. But we still do not have an answer to our question. So I did some research. The CEO of DB, Richard Lutz, argues that there are many construction sites and that there is an unexpected high capacity utilization of the trains and the central rail lines. Additionally, extreme weather conditions and the diversity of external circumstances are responsible for the lack of punctuality.
That's it? It seems like nobody from the DB wants to take responsibility. Luckily, I also did my research and I found out that for the last 40 years, the investments into public transport stagnated while the investment into the automotive industry has risen. I think that these days, where climate change becomes more and more relevant each day, investments into the low-emission public transport should be necessary.
With regard to the ecological climate, this financial strategy seems to be absurd. But I found some more reasons. One of them is that the infrastructure is poorly planned. The railways in Germany are often shared by passenger trains and freight trains, which leads to even more delays and is an uncommon system compared to other European countries. Additionally, there is still a staff shortage of backup train drivers after so many train drivers lost their job during the corona pandemic.
So many reasons, but a lack of solutions. How will the future look like? Maybe we can find out what the DB has to say about it. Do you have some information, Katharina?
Well, in the future, the amount of construction sites will increase, because the DB wants to build new railways. So in the future, trains might not be late because of malfunctioning railway switches. Until 2030, all the construction works should be finished and the possible capacity will be doubled and hopefully the cities are better connected and easier to reach.
Sounds like a plan, I guess. But that means even more delay because of construction sites with no guarantee of productive progress. Amazing.
Well, I guess time will tell, Lucien. We can meet again in 2030 and look for ourselves.
Yeah, I think that is the only option since our time is over now. Thank you for your time, Katharina, and thank you, dear listeners, for stepping by. Till next time.